Hi everyone, welcome to the Brave Publicity Podcast. My name is Adeyemi Okpewolu, the founder of Brave Publicity Inc. And today I will be talking about your vision board and progress. I'm talking about this topic today because I believe it's very important at this stage. It's February and lots of us out there had plans for January. And now it's February. How far have we come with those plans? How far have we come with our vision for the year 2020? And I believe that I will be sharing a few things that would help you and ensure that you are aligned, you know, with whatever plans you had, you know, laid out for the year. And I'd like to start by saying, what do you see and how do you see? Well, this is very important, but before I just expand on that question, I would like to tell you a story. Yes, a story. So there was this elderly man and his son at the marketplace. Suddenly there was this loud sound that frightened everyone and there was a lot of noise and commotion. So the elderly man turned to his younger son and asked, "What's going on? What's happening? Are we all right? Are we safe?" And the young boy turned to his blind father and said, "There's been a truck accident just in front of the marketplace. It's obstructing all of the traders from going in. I think there's some policemen trying to help out those who have been affected or injured, but we're all right." And so the elderly man turned to his younger son, even though he was blind, and he said, "Oh, I see." Now, vision isn't about, just what you can see physically. You know, there's this popular opinion or statement that says, seeing is believing. You have got to see through the eyes of your mind to believe it and get it. Why is this important? Because whatever you're unable to see, you can assess. You need to be able to see it first, not just see it physically. Because lots of times when we have visions for our lives, dreams, plans, our immediate circumstances usually do not reflect what we have in our hearts or what we hope to accomplish. But once we're able to capture that moment, capture that victory, capture that milestone in our hearts, it makes it easy for us to pursue it. It makes it easy for us to achieve it. And so I would like to say that it's very important to keep your vision front and center, because whatever you don't continually put before you, you will eventually forget. This is very, very important, because if you're unable to see those dreams, those plans, those aspirations continuously, often, it's easy to forget, because we live in a world that is changing fast. We encounter challenges. We have various things that will come up every day that will distract us from the ultimate plan that we had. Because the truth is, at the beginning of the year, our hopes are really high. We believe that we can achieve so many things. But as we move on into the year, as the year rolls out, we encounter so many things that keep us distracted. But if we're unable to put that vision before us continually, it becomes like just a memory and we eventually forget. We don't follow through with those plans. And that is why having your vision board front and center is very, very important. You need to keep it continually before you. You need to remember it. You need to go through it. And how can you achieve this? How can you keep your vision front and center? Now, I'll be talking about a few boards that can help you stay accountable to your vision. The first one is the digital board. The digital board basically is any device, any gadget that helps you digitally that you can use as a storage device for your plans, for your vision, for your strategies. Now, most of us have the simple mobile phone that has reminders, that has alarms, that has so many things. We can plan our day out. And if you're not sure of how you can achieve that, I think you can listen to one of my previous podcasts where I talked about success as a business owner, where I talked about vision, or visit some of my articles. It will help you understand how you can achieve this, how you can make this work. But having a digital board is really important. It's one of the most accessible device that most people have. Practically, most young people have a mobile phone. And once you're able to keep this reminders, have them for your weekly schedule, you know, it makes it easy for you to execute your plans. It makes it easy for you to remember so that you do not forget, because every day something new comes up, a distraction comes up, and you easily forget. But once you have reminders, once you have your mobile phones, you know, you can have these notifications that keep popping up and telling you, oh, you need to do this, this is what you need to do next, and it keeps you organized. So that is one way to keep your vision front and center. The second thing is the non-digital boards. Now, for those of us who don't really fancy scheduling a lot on our mobiles, we have our mirrors. Every day you look in the mirror before you walk out of your home, before you go for an event, before you leave for work. You know, you can have some of your highlighted points or plans on sticky notes and put them around your mirror. Put them in a place where you can see every day. You can speak, you know, words to yourself, encouraging yourself, telling yourself you're wonderful, you're able to do this. You can put pictures of things that you believe would help you remember that ultimate plan, that ultimate goal, that ultimate destination, that place you want to be, that place you want to arrive at. And because you see it every day, you're inspired, because whatever you see first thing in the morning truly, or whatever you read first thing in the morning truly influences your life to such a great extent. You know, it sets the tone for your day. And if you're able to see this every day, not that it becomes something that is just, you know, part of the background, because it gets to a point where you have something or you see something every day, you forget it and it becomes like the background picture or the background, you know, wallpaper. It shouldn't be that way, but it should be something you take a look at and it reminds you of why you started, how you started in the beginning of the year and what you wanted to achieve. So you have mirrors, you have wardrobes. You can pin these things up, you can put them up so that you always remember, so you keep them front and center. And the last thing I would like to talk about is the people board. Now, you've heard the term board of trustees. Basically, these are people who seek to ensure the best interest of stakeholders in all types of management decisions. But in this case, for you, you've got to have people who are, you know, who you are accountable to, who people who you trust, people who believe in you, people who have been there, people with experience, who inspire you, people who you believe will basically be there for you, to prompt you to do better, to give it your best. And once you have these people all around you, it makes things better. It makes your life easier. It makes execution easier. It makes sure that you stay on track, because these are people who you believe care about you. These are people you can trust with your vision. It takes being able to carefully decide who these people are. You need to carefully decide who these people are, because they have to be people who believe in your vision. They shouldn't be people who, when you're done talking to, you feel discouraged or you feel like the dream has died inside of you. You do not share your vision or your plans with just anyone. They have to be people you trust. That's why the term board of trustees strikes a chord, because these are people who look out for the best interests of stakeholders. So these should be people who look out for your best interest. I believe that February has been great. You've had a great start. You had a great start in January. You had a great start this February, and I hope you continue to stay on track. I hope you've been able to pick a few things that have helped you, giving you a shift in perspective about how you can execute better. So thank you for listening. Feel free to share this with someone who you think will need it, and feel free to follow us at Brave Publicity, that's our handle. And if you have any questions or comments, don't forget to leave them in the section below. And yes, I remain your host, Opeola Adeyemi. Thank you for listening.